Welcome to Flex Your Feelings, the Mental Health and Wellness Podcast, Episode 1. I'm James, an almost sane therapist, and I'm joined by my legend of a co-host, Sam, who is a self-confessed former all-round insecure idiot. Have I got that right?
Spot on.
Excellent. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, great to see you, mate.
So, episode one, we're here.
Yeah, I know, finally, right?
It feels like it's taken a little bit of time to get this together.
You can't rush perfection.
This is very true. So, why don't we start off by talking a little bit about what this podcast is about and who it's for?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to go? Do you want to introduce it?
Well, I'd like to say that in my view, I think this podcast is for everyone.
Yeah, completely agree.
I do think that when we first started talking about doing this podcast, we initially said, let's do a podcast about men's mental health and wellness. However, I'm sure you agree, after some reflection, I thought, well, I don't want to exclude women.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, women.
Yeah.
And although we have our own mental health and issues and all that sort of stuff, I think people can miss the effect, like the knock-on effect it can have, and most of us have some form of woman in our life and how it can affect them as well. So it's like, from my point of view, getting their stories and how someone's mental health, I know from my personal experiences, when I've had my own issues, it's massively affected women in my life. So how it's affected them, I think that can get sort of, I don't know quite what the word is, but I think it can get lost. It's all like, so focused on the person that it might be affecting, but that doesn't, like, that circle's massive. It could have a massive knock-on effect to everybody. So,
absolutely. And we all coexist together.
Absolutely, yeah.
So even though when we started talking about this, we wanted to acknowledge that we don't feel there's enough content out there about men's mental health, it then led me to thinking, well, you know, ultimately we can keep producing content about everyone's mental health and wellness because it's a really important subject.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we discussed that, especially in the UK, like, there's stuff out there, but you've really got to look for it. You know, like, probably in America, it's like, we talk about they've got a therapist for everything, right? It's like, it's normalised, and why there's stigma in the UK, especially with men, especially with young men, why it's like sort of stigmatised that therapy's weak and talking about your feelings and all that sort of stuff. Like, that's what this is about. Mm. Getting rid of that stigma and going, right, it's a bit of a, for want of a better phrase, flex to talk about your feelings, because it is, it's powerful, it's strong.
Mm.
Makes you, in my opinion, it makes you a much stronger person.
I completely agree. So the message is that we want this to be for everyone.
Absolutely.
But some episodes we may focus more on men's mental health and wellness, because we are both men.
Yeah, never identified as a woman.
No. And I think that that's important for us to draw on our experience there. But then also some episodes we'll be focusing on everyone's mental health and wellness.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, mental health is a massively broad subject, right? So over the next however many episodes, delve into a certain aspect of it. You know, we've spoken about lifestyle, how that can have an effect, like stress, work, relationships. Like, there's going to be loads of different subcategories that we can talk about and really hone in on and go from there. But yeah, definitely, mate, I'm buzzing for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is episode one. So we're just kind of settling in,
yeah,
I would say. Yeah. And I think people would like to know a bit about us. And I certainly want to, I mean, I've heard your story a little bit on your socials, but I'd love to hear it a bit more. If you start wherever you feel comfortable, a little bit about you and the journey you've been on today.
Yeah, I mean, so former insecure all-round idiot, like self-proclaimed, managed to get rid of the insecure bit and just a little bit of an idiot now and again, but in the best kind of way.
I like that.
Yeah, so obviously if you look at my socials, it's all about the move different. With me, personal coach, like mindset coach, personal development. But you know, I'm a firefighter as well.
Oh, so yeah.
That's my fireman Sam. Yeah.
Can we just take a moment just to acknowledge that you are Fireman Sam?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Not based on the cartoon. But yeah, so long story short, spent a long, long, long time chose to be in, live a certain kind of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing things that are really detrimental to your mental health and keep making really poor decisions, things are going to come unstuck eventually, right? And yeah, there was just one final straw that broke the camel's back, and sort of one final really, really poor decision later, lost like one of my best mates, lost a relationship, and I was like, this has got to stop, otherwise I'm going to end up incredibly alone. And I decided I need to get help. And that was, I talk about now with the people that come work with me, like that is the biggest step, admitting that you do need help. Because I think everyone expects themselves to know how to just change their lifestyle, change their mindsets. And, you know, I liken it to when you're like 17, you wouldn't get given a set of car keys and gone, there you go drive up the M1 for 4 hours, because you wouldn't know how to do it. So why do people expect themselves to be able to know how to shift their focus, how to instill new habits without being shown a little bit? So basically went on my own little journey of self-discovery, like still doing it. Every single day is a learning day.
So it's ongoing?
Ongoing, absolutely, yeah. I'm still part of the original program that I joined. So I found a personal coach online, went through a four-week program, a three-month program, and now I'm on the yearly program. And probably about 9 months in, I was like, I can do this. I can help other people. If I could help one person not make the same mistakes I did, or if they have made those mistakes, help them get through it, then that's what I want to do. So yeah, that's how Move Different was born. And since then, it's just gone from kind of strength to strength. Obviously, we've met through the socials of Instagram, and I'm so fortunate to have met some already amazing people. And like every day a new DM comes in, or I manage to DM someone, and it's like, I spoke about it on a podcast that I was interviewed on, and it's like, I don't know whether you believe in like spirituality and the universe and stuff, but when you start making the right choices, the right decisions, karma's real. Do you know what I mean? Like, things get put in your path, things get, like, doors come in front of you, and if you choose to open them, there's opportunities and everything.
Absolutely.
And this podcast is one of them. You know,
this came out of a DM.
It came out of a DM.
Yeah.
It slid into my DM. So.
I'm not shy. It's like, hiya. Do you want to do a podcast?
it's funny you say that, because there's so many people that probably have an idea that they'd love to help someone, or they'd love to do anything, but it's like, oh, I'm not going to ask them to do that. Like, just ask. What's the worst going to happen? Someone says no to you, still in exactly the same position. Or if you don't start, like, you fail 100% of the tasks you don't start. Right? It's the only way to guarantee failure is to either quit or don't bother starting at all.
Yeah.
So... yeah.
And I do believe in spirituality in the universe. And I reached out to you via DMs because I saw your content, and I'd been thinking about doing a podcast for a while. And I thought, I could see myself working with this guy.
Yeah.
And I think we voice noted within half an hour or an hour of
chatting. Yeah, I think we nailed it. Like, we'd be like, right, we both want to work with each other. And that never would have happened if I hadn't have seen the error of my ways and, you know, taken a plunge on Instagram. Like, that was a big thing for me. You know, I was quite worried about people, especially people that I've spent a long time with, seeing it going, hang about, this geezer was doing this 2 years ago, he was doing this 2 years ago, and now he's on Instagram. Like, you know, I was always had a pretty big ego, but for the wrong reasons. And it was like, if I put stuff out on Instagram filming myself, it's like, oh yeah, Sam's back with his ego, he just wants a bit of attention. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Don't get me wrong, I'm probably always going to have an ego, but it makes me who I am, but I don't look for it in the wrong ways anymore. So what about you?
Me?
I mean, you've just heard my story.
Well, I have, and I love hearing it because it's inspiring, and it's a sign of how anyone in any situation in life can make a change.
100%. Like, I say it all the time. Like, if I can switch up my negative mindset, the way my lifestyle that I was in, that I talk about being on a carousel, like, just didn't think I was ever going to get off. And if I can do it, then there's not a single person out there that can't. It's not easy, but anything worth having in life doesn't come easy, right?
Completely agree.
So yeah, let's hear about yourself, Mr. Penny.
Well, my journey, I would say, started a long time ago. Way back.
You're
when.
You're not that old, mate.
Well, yeah, I'm the wrong side of 40 now, almost.
You don't look it, mate.
Thank you. So I think I've been in the helping profession now in different ways for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I always remember feeling like I didn't really fit in.
Okay.
And I was a very emotional child, a very emotional teenager as well. And I used to sort of look around thinking, I don't really understand how the people around me aren't showing their emotions, and I've got all of these emotions. So I think over the years, it led me to probably feeling quite down and quite depressed, thinking that I didn't really belong. And I had my first therapy session when I was 16. And as soon as I walked into that room, I was like, I want to do what he does.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, that is awesome. And it inspired me from that moment. And carried on living life after that, you know, sort of moved around the country a bit. But I've always felt passionate about speaking about mental health and wellness. And I have had a struggle with depression in my time, and I've always felt a little like I've had to work harder than other people to stay grounded.
Okay.
But I've had over 10 years of therapy myself, and trained as a therapist. That started way back in 2011, I think, maybe even earlier than that. And since then, it's my mission to help people, talk to people, inspire people, laugh with people, cry with people, hear people's stories.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that that is what I get to do for a job.
Yep.
And this is an extension for me of that. And if I can help one person who listens to this podcast and takes something away, then that's job done for me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I love the word that you use there as well, mission. Like, when I was going through my course of, like, very first self-development, it was a male-only course, but it was like, a man needs a mission, needs purpose. And I love that your mission is to almost be completely selfless in the fact that you can help somebody else. And if you, like you say, if it helps one person, that's a win.
Mm.
So, yeah, I love that.
It is my passion in life, and my aim is to connect to as many people as possible. And I get to do that every day, which is awesome. Every time I work with a client and I'm in a conversation, I'm truly privileged to be there. And I feel like that about being here now with you and being able to talk in this kind of way with this platform. I'm just really excited. I think we're going to have some amazing conversations. And I think it's worth mentioning that we're going to be getting guests on as soon as possible.
Definitely, yeah. I think we spoke about the first few episodes being kind of like this, like our story, and we'll talk about our own personal experiences on certain subjects. But yeah, I mean, we want people, as many people, to resonate with this as physically possible. And, you know, want people to listen to it and go, share it with your mate, because everybody knows someone that might be going through something, you know, and, or you don't know people. You just spoke about listening to people's stories. Everyone's fighting something that on the inside that they might not want to share. And if this podcast can give someone that little bit of a nudge just to say, do you know what? Come flex your feelings, because it's fine. It's okay. It's not fine. It's good. Like, get it out. Because there is one of the biggest things I like. You spoke about that you're in therapy. I'm in therapy. I go weekly. And it's up there with one of the best things I ever did. Mm. Like, I enjoy being vulnerable. I enjoy opening myself up and finding out all new stuff about myself. And yeah, trauma is hard, but it can get easier. It can get better. Like, you don't, I hate the phrase getting over it. Because I feel like you go get through it. There's a big difference.
Absolutely.
Work together, and there's so many more people out there that are going through something similar. If not, then they might be going through something that is completely different, but they can help you as well. And just having that one conversation with someone could spark something so beautiful in someone else's life. So yeah, I think that's what this podcast is about. Just hoping it will reach people to go, do you know what? Yeah. If they can talk about it, if they can be that open, why can't I?
Mm. I like that. And I think that moving through, not getting over, moving through for me is talking.
Yep.
And connecting with other people and taking responsibility for your own healing journey and finding ways to accept yourself and love yourself and all of that encompasses for me moving through and transforming into a newer version rather than getting over something.
100%.
Because to me, we're all a product of what we've been through, and we get to choose how we channel that.
Yeah. I say I'm a direct result of all the choices I've made in the past.
Mm.
Exactly that. You're a product of what you've been through. So, yeah, love that. Completely agree.